From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Rebel leaders in Libya say efforts by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi to retake areas controlled by the opposition have been repelled so far. There was all-night fighting between the two sides in a key oil city near the country's capital. Gaddafi has told ABC the Libyan people love him. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, tells NBC's Today Show Gaddafi is delusional.
Anytime you have somebody who laughs with American and international journalists while slaughtering his own people, I think they're not only delusional, one has to begin to question their grip on reality.
NPR's Jason Bobien reports the reality for Gaddafi's government is looking increasingly bleak as more key military leaders join forces with the opposition.
Two more high-ranking Libyan military officers have announced they're defecting to join the opposition at the same time that Gaddafi's Air Force launched bombing raids in the center of the country. The planes under Gaddafi's control appeared to be trying to bomb ammunition depots that have fallen into the hands of the rebels. Gaddafi, in an interview with the BBC, ABC News, and the Times of London, said the protesters who've seized control of most of Libya are on drugs and working for al-Qaeda. State-run television in Libya continues to show pro-Gaddafi protesters waving green flags in the streets and kissing photographs of the longtime leader. Demonstrators here in the east continue to call for his ouster. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Tobruk, Libya.
House Republican leaders are pressing for passage of a stopgap spending bill today to head off a partial shutdown of the federal government on Friday when the current temporary spending measure expires. The stopgap proposal would keep agencies running for two more weeks. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says the American people do not want to see a government shutdown.
So I'm hopeful that we can get through this week, have resolution with the Senate, and hopefully that will breed fruitful conversations that we can see a longer-term solution.
But congressional Democrats say they're skeptical that agreement on a longer-term spending measure can be reached within 2 weeks. The political stalemate in Wisconsin's likely to heat up today as the GOP governor, Scott Walker, gives his budget address. NPR's David Schaefer reports Democratic state senators are not likely to hear that speech in person.
Wisconsin state Senate Democrats fled to Illinois almost 2 weeks ago to prevent the legislature's upper chamber from having enough members to vote on the Republican governor's so-called budget repair bill. That bill, intended to balance this year's budget before the end of the fiscal year, includes the elimination of nearly all collective bargaining rights for most public employees in the state, a provision that has led to mass protests at the Capitol for 2 weeks now. But Governor Walker says local governments, including schools, cities, and counties, will need the flexibility his budget repair bill provides to cope with more than $1 billion in budget cuts he is set to announce today. Some analysts say the pitched battle of the last few weeks is just a precursor to the bigger battle that begins in Madison today.
This is NPR News. A court in India has sentenced 11 men to death for setting fire to a train that was carrying Hindu pilgrims nearly a decade ago. Nearly 60 of those pilgrims died in the fire, and the blaze triggered riots in which more than 1,000 people, mainly Muslims, were killed. In Northern California, a defense attorney says a couple has confessed to kidnapping an 11-year-old girl and holding her captive for 18 years. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports the confession came as prosecutors and defense lawyers were working on a deal to avoid a trial in the case.
The report of the confessions came from the defense attorney for Nancy Garrido. She and her husband, Philip Garrido, were arrested in 2009 and accused of snatching 11-year-old J.C. Dugard off a South Lake Tahoe street and holding her captive in a hidden warren of shacks in their backyard. During that time, Dugard gave birth to two daughters fathered by Philip Garrido. According to defense attorney Stephen Tapson, the couple acknowledged kidnapping Dugard and answered dozens of questions about the years they held her and her two daughters captive. Tapson said they're still working on a plea deal. Prosecutors have proposed sentencing Philip Garrido to 440 years in prison and Nancy Garrido to 241 years. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
In Ohio and other parts of the Midwest, people are bracing for more flooding today after storms and tornadoes raked across the region. Twisters touching down in Indiana and Kentucky yesterday, destroying several homes and injuring several people. The main street of the town of Findlay, Ohio, is under 3 feet of water this morning. Rising floodwaters there are threatening areas that sustained extensive flood damage just 4 years ago. Volunteers have stacked sandbags around the center of the town to try to hold back the water. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.